Shalom Aleichem. It's a tremendous chus to be the representative of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh and give over Torah, ki mitzion teitze Torah. This is where it's all happening, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us kelim that we can be able to connect even in these difficult times. And that's really what I want to talk about. For me, it's night. For you, it's day. This is what I'd like to talk to you tonight about, which is connecting. Actually, Rav David Cohen usually asks me what I want to name the shmooz. It's good for marketing to have a name. And I told him it's called Staying Connected. I think being connected, staying connected. And that's what I want to talk about, because right now our sugya is staying connected. You know, often we talk about Bein Hazmanim as the point in time that you're trying to get from one zman to the next. It's called Bein Hazmanim. It doesn't even have a name. You have to get from winter zman to summer zman through the Bein Hazmanim, right? Summer zman to Elul zman. Bein Hazmanim is just this period of nothingness. It has no name. It's between two times. And for whatever reason, we're having a Nisayan right now where there's a long feeling of Bein Hazmanim. Now, of course, we have Shiurim and we have our Rabbeim on some level, but the whole nature of leaving Bein Hazmanim is not here, and it's very, very difficult. And I wish the Rosh Yeshiva tremendous hatzlacha. The Rosh Yeshiva is opening up a machaneh, Talmud Torah, incredible. Only our Rosh Yeshiva could be so concerned about us, about Klal Yisrael, to do something like this. It's really admirable. But we have to figure out how to be connected. So I'd like to talk about being connected. Connected. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim bo. Torah is an Eitz Chaim to people who hold on to the Torah. They're machzik bo, right? And there are different levels of holding something. You can hold it tight, you can hold it medium, and you can hold it very, very loosely. And sometimes you're not even holding it at all. You're just at a distance. And if you want it, you grab it. These are our levels of attachment to Torah. And the goal is to be Eitz Chaim. If it's a tree of life, it's l'machzikim ba. To the people who are holding on to it like a life raft. You know, they throw these logs. In the old days, they didn't have the life preservers. They throw you a log. Eitz Chaim l'machzikim ba. Keeps you up afloat. That's how we have to be connected to Torah. That's our goal. And that's what a person is by nature. He's a connector. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Tzelem Elokim. The Rambam writes in Mori Nevuchim, based on the philosophers, that a man is Medini. Medini means that he's part of society from birth. Meaning, if you see how a horse is born, it's quite amazing. A horse comes out of its mother and it just scurries away. Amazing. It's ready to go. As soon as it goes, it doesn't need what a person needs. A person, Baruch Hashem, we just had a birth in the family, right? As soon as a child comes out, it needs a nurse. It needs diapers. It needs all sorts of ointments. It needs lights. It needs a thousand things. It will not function alone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to be part of people, because we're connectors. We connect. We connect with people, and we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing that man does when he gets to planet Earth, he's mispalel for rain. He connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we are. We're connectors. That's what the Tzelem Elokim is supposed to do. It's supposed to be davuk to Hashem. It's supposed to be davuk to Klal Yisrael. And it's supposed to be able to connect to all of these things incredibly. And it's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. We're going to get a little deep because I'm in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, where we can get very deep. the Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation written by Avraham Avinu, right? Avraham Avinu reveals to us that we have two brisim. We actually have two brisim. One bris we know of. It's the bris on the eighth day. The child gets a bris milah. Mazel tov. He's got a bris. Kishem shenichnas the bris. Ken yikonis the Torah l'chuv b'masim tovim. We know of that bris. And then there's another bris. The bris haloshen. The bris for our mouths. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with us. The Vilna Gaon in his Perush in Sefer Yetzirah says that a bris is a way of connecting where Hashem gives over of himself to us. And we have this bond, this covenant together. We're intertwined. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? By the bris asher chasamta bibsareinu, by the bris milah he connects with us. And by our mouths through the divrei Torah. The mouths that we have such an ability. And both parts of the body that we have, this the lashon, the mouth, and the bris milah are creators and connectors. Right? The bris milah creates children. And it connects ish v'ishtai. And the mouth connects people. It communicates. It gives over a good word, a good joke, a good morning. And it's able to learn Torah. It's able to bring Talmidim into the world. It creates Bonim Talmidim. So the mouth creates, the mouth connects. The bris creates, the bris connects. That's what we are. We're connectors. And this is an incredible thing to reveal to you because it'll explain a lot of the nisyonos that we have in life. A lot of the nisyonos that we have in life are that sometimes we want to connect, but we don't know to what. And we're going around the world looking, should I connect here? Should I connect there? Should I connect here? Even Adam HaRishon, when he saw the animal kingdom, he thought, should I connect to the horse? Should I connect to the cow? And then he found Chava, Baruch Hashem, and he saw where he's supposed to connect to build a binyan adayah. But when you're a connector and you don't exactly know where you're going, the Yetzer Hara will try to say, connect to something else. Connect to something else. And it's really amazing. It's really amazing. There's a need for people to connect. And I saw a Chafetz Chaim that will blow your minds. It will mamish blow your minds. We really should go to the mikvah for this Chafetz Chaim, but I haven't been to the mikvah in over a month, so I'm not going to. But let the Chafetz Chaim's Divrei Torah be our mikvah. We're going to make it a mikvah. Listen to this. Says the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam, Perek Yudtes in a Haggah. We've all heard the famous Gemara in Erevin Nundalid, Amar le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda Shinana Chatoif Echol Chatoif Eshti, grab and eat, grab and drink. The Alma Das Dina Meneki Yilula Damya. This world is like a chasana, right? You're at the shmor, ooh, Franks and Blankets, ooh, sushi station, carving station. Grab your yeshiva bacher, who knows what they're serving in yeshiva later. Grab, 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 grab. Chatoif Echol, says the Chafetz Chaim. This achila is talking about halachas. The shti is talking about agada, which has secrets of Torah that's nimshal to yayin. But the Chafetz Chaim says something incredible. He says, what chasana are we talking about? This world is like a chasana? Who's chasana? Says the Chafetz Chaim, and you can see it inside. You have to see this inside. He says, Rashi says one pshat, but I'm going to say a different pshat. It's our chasana. This world, Olam Hazeh, is our chasana. What does that mean? This is our chasana. Who is the Kala? In Olam Hazeh, who is the Kala? And the Chafetz Chaim says the most incredible thing. He says, you decide who the Kala is. The Torah is nimshal to an Eishes Chayil! Chayil is Gematria, the Vilna Gaon says, Memches, 48 Kinyani HaTorah, married to the Torah with 48 Kinyanim. That could be your Eishes Chayil. Or he says, there's another Kala. that wants to connect. All the kochos hatumah in the world, all the, I don't even want to say what he says, all the different kochos hatumah are trying to grab you and saying, connect with me, connect with me. And the Chafetz Chaim says, this is your chasana, and you get to pick your kala. And Ashrei is the mensch, Ashrei Ish, that picks the right kala. But it's a world where we so desperately want to get married to something. We want to connect to something. And there's always going to be a struggle. Who is going to be the kala? And the Chafetz Chaim says we have to remember that we want a good shidduch. And we have to connect to what's right and to what's good. But there's a struggle over here. There's a struggle. And I think this is what we're suffering from, and I get to speak to a bunch of Bachrim, and there's a struggle of now, when I'm in yeshiva, it's very clear who my kala is. It's very clear where I want to connect. But at home, with all the options and the lack of environment, there's so many options for different kalas, so many different narishkeiten and koiches hatumah that are distracting us from the eishes chayim. But then it's not an Eitz Chaim L'machazikimba. We stop loving the learning because it's not a chias. Torah is only a chias, only gives life when you grab on for dear life, when you hug it, when you caress it, when it's yours. That's when it gives chias. But if you're two-timing, then the Torah loses its flavor. It loses its sense of connection by you. And it's foreign. And there's an amazing story, and you've heard this story, but I love this story. I'm going to say it. It's not known in the Medrash clearly where it's from, but the Menorah HaMaor, an early Sefer, brings this story. Listen to this gorgeous, gorgeous story from Chazal. It's a Medrash Tanchuma according to the Menorah HaMaor. Maisa b'chassid echad, she'im is yachid b'makum echad. There was a Yid who lived alone. He always learned Maseches Chagiga. He chazered all the time. He lived Maseches Chagiga. He knew it by heart. He was the Chagiga man. He didn't know any other Masechta, but he gave his life to Maseches Chagiga. Maybe he got a Chagiga for his bar mitzvah, and there were no other svarim. I can't tell you why, but he dedicated his life to Maseches Chagiga, in and out, up and down, backwards, forwards, you name it. He was Chagiga. Vayashogaba kol yamav, he learned it his whole life. Kevan sheniftar min ha'olam, when it was his time to leave this world, haya bebeso levado, he was alone. He was a mace mitzvah. Below haya shum adam yodeya p'tiraso, nobody even knew he was nifter. Rachmana litzlan. Bad mus isha achas va'amda lefanav. A woman, an appearance of a woman came in front of him. Barima kola, she was crying out. Bibechi umisbeit, ay, she was crying from her loss. You can only imagine how loud she was. She attracted all the townspeople, crying and crying. You have to give a hesped to this great righteous man, this chassid. Kavru, kibdu es arayinai. Give him the royal treatment over here. And you will get olam haba. Wow. This woman had a lot of spirit. Tell the townspeople exactly what to do with this man. Shezeh kibdeini kol yamav, he was so faithful to me. He was so mechabed me. Below ha'yisi azuvu l'shkuch, and I was never forgotten and never abandoned. He was the best husband around. Look at these lashonos. Miyad niskapsu kol anashim biyashvu ima. Vasu alav misbeit, they all gathered around this woman, all the other women, to be masped with her. Va'anashim isasku b'tachrichav, and the men got involved in the tachrichin kol tzarchik furaso, v'kavru aso, v'kavun gadol, This man, no one even knew who he was. All of a sudden, he got mamish, an Adam Gadol's levaya. But Osa Isha Bocha Bitzoach, she was crying and screaming. Amrullah, they said, asked her the most obvious question. Mashemech, what is your name? Amrullahem Chagiga Shmi. My name is Chagiga. Chagiga, interesting name for a woman. Once this man was buried, this woman Chagiga was never seen again. The entire town realized that the Masechta itself came down from Shamayim in the body of a woman, in the dmus of an Isha. To take care of her husband. That he was so dedicated, so connected, so attached to Maseches Chagiga. And then the Medrash goes on and says, imagine only one Masechta. Imagine someone who learns even more. What do I want from this? What I want from this is our relationship with Torah. We are married to Torah. Torah is an Isha. Torah is something that's sensitive, that cares about how much we connect with her, how much time we're spending with her. Are we preoccupied when we're with her? Like those people who are at dinner time with their wives and they're, you know, playing with their phone. Chagiga also feels that way. Chagiga says, you're not spending enough time with me. Maseches Rosh Hashanah feels that way. I feel like you're in and out with me. I feel like you don't really have time for me. I feel like it's just official time. I feel like it's a very mechanical relationship between me and you. And it's amazing. I saw something that really, you can check me up that it exists, but it was hard for me to believe that it exists. Incredible. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Tes says, V'noyef isha chaser leiv. Someone who's an adulterer is lacking in his heart. Amar Reish Lakish Zehaloi made Torah liprakin. It's someone who learns Torah a little bit now, a little bit later. Peace, you know, scattered learning, nothing set, kavua, and long and into it. Prakin, prakin. That's what he's doing. Amar Reish Lakish Halomei Torah leprakin shenamer kinam kitzurin b'dinecha. He's like a noif, he's like an adulterer. That's extreme. What is the Gemara talking about over here? Why is someone who learns Torah prakin, prakin? A noyef, Rachman al-Islan, says Rashi, Eino lo made tadir tadir. He's not learning for those periods. He keeps going in and out of the Zooms with his Rebbe over and over and keeps taking himself off of his camera. So his Rebbe can't just see that he just took a dive in the pool. Now he's going to 15 minutes back, washes himself off, comes back. Prakim, prakim. He's called a noyef. Kimisha Eino Isha. It's like he's not married, says Rashi. Ubo pamzu pamzu. He's just going around, pamimzu pamimzu. And says the Ben Ayahu, Ben Yoyada, the Halakha Ben Ishchai. He says that every time we learn Torah, our ruach, which is a very high part of our neshama, has a zivug with Torah. It actually has a marriage relationship with Torah. And it's very excited. The neshama is very excited, and Torah is very excited, and they bond. And it does gevaltige things. It builds our olam haba, and it fixes the world, and it makes tikkunim gedolim. And that's the relationship that we have. Every time, right now, when you're listening to the shmooze, your ruach is being mizdavig in the Torah. It just had a zivug with the words of the Chafetz Chaim. and it just had a zibug with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadi Tes, and it just had a zibug with the Sefer Yetzirah and the Gaon's Parish. It just had zibugim. It just got connected. And says the Binayahu that when someone's not connected enough to their learning, their wife is not satisfied with that relationship. They're just not connected enough. She's upset about it. She's the Torah, she's upset. And deep down, our neshama feels it. All of us can feel when we're not connected enough. When we're not connected as much as we could be. When it's not an Eitz Chaim l'machazikim ba. I remember one of the Gedolei Mechanchim in America. He said, why is it that people do things that they shouldn't on the internet? They watch things and see things that they shouldn't. He said a very interesting thing, and I want you to know from experience, I see that this is very, very true. He said it's not because of taiva a lot of the times. A lot of times it's because they don't have good relationships already. That sounds wild. What does having good relationships or not, good relationships with their parents, good relationships with friends, what does that have to do with seeing inappropriate things? And I'll tell you, my friends, it's very, very simple. We are connectors. We have a bris, haloshim, to communicate, to attach, to build, to identify. We have a bris, the bris mila, to build, to attach, to connect. And when we don't feel that we have those connections in our lives, we look elsewhere. We look elsewhere. Now, you can't fix everyone in your life. People who it's hard to have a relationship with, they're not fixing themselves so quickly. You can fix yourself, but you can't fix other people in your life. But I'll tell you what relationship could solve our problems. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba! The Torah is the perfect relationship builder. The Eish Yisrael par excellence. She wants to hear from us. She wants us to discover her, to understand her, to get into her, to be mezavig with her, to build bonim chidushei Torah. And it works, I guarantee you. But it just means spending a lot of time with her and being really interested in her. You see the difference between someone who's being yotzezayin to, you know, do his time, or someone who's bothered by akasha. Someone who's bothered by akasha is someone who has a relationship with Torah. Once the Briskerov sent a message to tell Rav Shach in Bnei Brak that he had a yeshiva for akasha. And the shliach said, but it's the middle of the night, 3 a.m. says, I know Rav Shach, said the Briskerov. If there's a kasha, he's not sleeping. Now, I'm not saying that that's our madrega, but at least to think about things, to be curious, to be fascinated by the Torah. Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita said, what's the nekuda of success in learning Torah? Is having a fascination in Torah. Wow. And I've seen it. The boys were the most matzliach in learning. And I'm talking about my friends and the bachrim and the yeshivas. Who are the most matzliach? People who are fascinated. What's pshat? How could this be? And you can have different fascinations. You could have fascinations in the Gemara you're learning. You can have fascinations in Chumash. You could have fascinations in Machshava. Being fascinated by the Torah is a good shidduch day. It means you're interested in each other. But if you're looking at your watch, when am I going to finish with my Rebbe? Then it's flat and it requires work. You go to those people, the dating coaches, and they'll teach you how to do it. So we're teaching. You have to give Torah her time. This is not Beina Zmanim anymore. It's not a game. If anyone is doing things that are not consistent with learning Torah, that is dangerous, and it could affect us for the rest of our lives. Why? Because Kol Zman that we've had, even a rough Beit HaZmanim, we always get that boost from the Zman. Now, if we don't have that, our entire neshama is at risk of disappearing. And of course, a person could always do tshuva, but a person drifts so far away from Torah, so far away, it's hard to get back. It's so chaval after all of that work. We love Torah. Torah loves us. Everything else in the world hates us, wants to destroy us, wants us to be empty, wants us to be left with nothing at 120. That's what it wants. It hates our guts. And that's what we would want to bring to our chasana. That's what we would want to be under the chuppah with. Chas v'shalom. Can't be. Can't be. And I want you to know, it's not easy for me either. It's not easy for me either. I use yeshiva as a chias, as a lifeline myself. And I've needed to come up with projects, with fascinations, with interests, pick up svarim I haven't looked at in a while. I started learning Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan is a fascinating parak. All the mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, I did it just to get in, get fascinated, get excited. Wow, I was machabing to a Chavis Yair, Gishma. I told my Chavrusa Pshat, I think he thought I was crazy. We opened up the Chavis Yair, there it was. Thank you, Bari Eilam. This is all that's going to keep me going, alone here in my study, without you guys. And we need to give Torah her time. We need to be able to have Torah say about us that we love her, we're connected with her. And you'll never regret it. You'll laugh all the way to the bank at all the stupidity that you thought you liked. But it's very dangerous to two-time Torah. Very dangerous. And we have to realize that we have to be dedicated husbands to our Eishes Chayil, the Torah HaKadosha, and we have to put our best foot forward and push away things that are distracting us. I'm worried. You guys don't usually see me this way, but I'm worried. I'm mamish worried about my precious gems in America, in Belgium, in Mexico, wherever they may be. They're such precious gems, but yeshiva allows you to grab on. And we have to make sure that we continue grabbing on. Find your fascination. Find it. Make it. Push through. And Be'ezus Hashem, the yeshiva is going to a machaneh, to a camp. That's a place where you can think. B'harvachas Hadas, all the G'daylim used to love to go to the mountains to think and learning. A lot of us have never been zocha to do that, to go to a rural area with fresh air, lush grass, and just think about a Rashba. Geschmack! Geschmack! And for now, I'm just going to wish you all the brachas in the world, that we should be able together to be machzik, to grab on to the Torah that we love, to realize that she's our real Eishes Chayil, and realize that this is everything to us and everything else. We say on it, Baruch Shalom Asani Goy, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenikru Banim, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenitnalem HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us because he gave us the Torah. All the losers around that people are chasing and binging on, they're all losers who were not given the Torah. And therefore, I encourage them to binge and to be in Hollywood. Let them enjoy 120 years till they die. Why not? They're like cute little guys, cute little guyim. Let them enjoy themselves. Let them party and then die and just expire. But we, kihem chayenu v'archimenu, chayayayam, nata v'saychenu, chayayayam, nata v'saychenu.